This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents Tiger Days and the Midnight Foxes by Sarah Lean, read by Cassandra Harwood. Chapter 1. Where is Holly? Tiger Days loved tigers. She often wore tiger print pyjamas, socks and slippers and used to spend all her time indoors drawing pictures of tigers. Ever since she'd been to stay with her grandmother, May Days, at her new house, Tiger was beginning to be more adventurous. May Days used to live on a wildlife reserve in Africa, but now lived in a large old house in the countryside called Willowgate House. Even now, she sometimes looked after animals that were in need of helping hands. There were lots of repairs to be made at Willowgate, and while the house was being fixed up, May Days and Tiger slept in a tent in the great, unexplored garden. It was spring, warm and bright, and Tiger was on her way to visit her grandmother, but there was a long journey in the car first. Tiger was eager to arrive and see May Days again, as there was still so much to find out about each other. Excitement swirled in Tiger's tummy as she thought about her grandmother and her new friend Tom, who often stayed with his grandfather next door. Tiger was also looking forward to seeing Holly Days, a white cat.